This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Freilich and Matzai, President's Day. Okay, we're learning Masechta Chagiga. Daf Yedalid Amud Beis. We'll say over again, Yedalid Amud Aleph on the bottom. The Gemara had a Shaila, the Gemara had a Kasha. Because the Gemara says that Rav Katina said even at the time of the downfall of Yerushalayim, they had honest people. Because when they were looking for Magidei Shir and they were looking for people to teach, they asked people and they said, no, we not only do we not know Torah, we never knew Torah. They were very, very honest. And yet, the Gemara had a steer because Rav said Yerushalayim was only destroyed because the honest people stopped. There are no honest people. So Gemara says, Loi Kasha, there's no difficulty, Sroli. Haba divrei Torah, haba maso matan. This is talking about words of Torah. When it came to words of Torah, they were honest. They said they didn't know. They are honest that they in fact did not know Torah. Haba maso matan. This is talking about business transactions. The divrei Torah havu. They were honest regarding their knowledge of Torah. Maso matan lehavu. But regarding business, they were not honest. They did not deal honest in business. And the Farshim explain the pasuk that Rava cites indicates this, because the pasuk Rava cited is walk about the outskirts and the open areas, will you find honest people? That refers to the marketplaces where people do business. Tan Rabbanan, Maisa b'Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai shai roichav al chamar. There is a story that Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai was riding on a donkey. V'hayim mahalach b'darach, he was going on the road. Rabbi Lezer ben Arach mechamer acharav. Rabbi Lezer ben Arach was walking behind him. Amar loi. So, Rabbi Lezer ben Arach said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi, shana li perek echa b'masa merkava. Rabbi, teach me one chapter about the Maisa Merkava. Please, Rabbi. Amar loi. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, didn't I already teach you the Mishnah? You cannot teach the Ma'aseh Merkava to an individual unless he is wise and understands on his own. So there's a kash over here. What do you mean Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, I taught you the Mishnah? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai came before the Mishnayos were ever written. What did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai mean? I already taught you the Mishnah. Sorry. Turn it off. What did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai mean that I already taught you the Mishnah? The Mishnah was not written yet. So from here we learn many, many svarim. Most notably, Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Halevi, the great Doris HaRishonim, says from here we learn that the Mishnayos existed even before Rabbi redacted. Rabbi merely finalized it. He codified it. He made it smaller. But they certainly had editions of Mishnayos well before Rabbi. In fact, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is citing a Mishnah Yitor Velazim ben Arach. He says, you can't teach the Ma'aseh Merkava to an individual unless he's a wise man and understands on his own. Amar loi. So Rabbi Elazar ben Arach said, Rabbi, tarsheni loimar lefanecha davar echad sheli maratani. Please allow me to say before you something that you taught me. Now this is very odd, because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was saying, Rabbi Elazar, you're not on the Madrega to learn the Ma'aseh Merkava. And Rabbi Elazar was saying, no, Rabbi, you taught to me. What did you taught to? The Rabbi just said, you're not on the Madrega to learn it. How could Rabbi Elazar respond, Rabbi, didn't you teach to me? His Rabbi just told him that he's not even on the Madrega to learn it. So very interesting Marsha over here, a Marsha that I'm very fascinated by. The Marsha says that Marsha says that firstly, we learned this Machlekes the Rambam and the Marsha regarding when the Mishnah says that you cannot teach Ma'aseh Merkava to a Yachid unless he is a Chacham Umevin Midaitai. So the Marsha says that means you could teach to anybody Ma'aseh Merkava Rosh, right? The Gemara says, Avamoysim loy Rashi Prakim. Remember the Gemara on Daf Yud Gimel? That you're allowed to teach Rashi Prakim. So the Mashal learns that means you're allowed to teach anybody Rashi Prakim. You just, and a Chacham Umeven Midaita, you could teach him everything. As opposed to the Rambam who learned even the Chacham Umeven Midaita, you can only teach him the Rashi Prakim. So we'll see how that fits in over here. So Mashal asks that Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch was told by his Rebbe that you're not to teach Ma'aser Merkava unless he's a Chacham Umeven Midaitai. So one way around this would be to say, like the Mashal Shitase, that he taught him Rashi Prakim. He's not a Chacham Umeven Midaitai. You're allowed to teach him. He's not a Chacham Umeven Midaitai, Rashi Prakim. And that's in fact what the Ben Yoyada learns over here. But the Mashal does not take that approach. Mashal gives two answers. Mashal, again, the Mashal's kasha is, since according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch was not roy to learn Ma'aser Merkava, he's not a Chacham Umeven Midaitai. So how could Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch say, Rebbe, you taught me this? Well, the Rebbe said, I never taught you anything, you're not worthy to learn it. So the Mashal says, a davar oyem v'noira. The Gemara in Shabbos says on Kuf Mem Zayin Mud Beis that Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch went to an area and he got so carried away with the wine and the mineral baths that he forgot his learning. And in fact, even a simple passing in the Chumash, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, he read it, HaChareish Haya Libam. And there's a famous Rabbi Shamshon Meir Shapoli, why he exchanged Dafka those letters. But the Gemara says Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch forgot his learning. So Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, and then he came back, he became a Baal Tshuva, sort of. So Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch was a great Chacham, and then he lost everything, and then he came back. So what Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch is saying, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, you taught me Ma'aser Merkava before I forgot my learning. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai thought, he's not a Chacham anymore. So Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch said, no, I still remember what you taught me when I was a Chacham. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is saying, you're no longer a Chacham Umeven Midaitai. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch says, no, I'm going to tell you what I learned when I was a Chacham. Another pshat is an amazing pshat. If you want to tell your Rebbe something, Rebbe, you want to, you know, this is the halacha, or I heard a great Dvar Torah, you're not allowed to. You have to say, Rebbe, remember when you taught me? I mean, the Rebbe didn't teach you, you're telling the Rebbe. But since you're not supposed to tell the Rebbe something new, so as a way of anivus, you're supposed to say, Rebbe, you taught me this and this. And the Gra Paskin's like this, la halacha, that you don't go over to a Rebbe and say, you know, Rebbe, here, it's very interesting halacha, maybe you didn't know. You're not allowed to phrase it that way. You say, Rebbe, you know, remember when you taught me this halacha? I never learned that. But that's Marshall on the second answer. Okay. Weiter. So, Amar lo yamar. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, the floor is yours. Miyad yard Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai melech hamar. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, to listen to this upcoming shiva from Elazar ben Aruch, he got off the donkey, v'nesatef, and he wraps himself. V'yashavalo Evan, and he sits on a stone, tachas hazayas, under an olive tree. Why a stone? Why an olive tree? The Marshal says we find by Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas B'Shalach. V'yikhu Evan. So when you want to contemplate, you take a stone. And Moshe sat on it. And why under an olive tree? An olive tree represents the light of Torah. Okay, the Gemara continues. Amar Loi Rebbe, so Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch says to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rebbe, mimnei ma yarada to me'achar, why did you get off the donkey? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, Amar Efshar ata doirish b'masa merkava. Is it possible you're expounding on the ma'asa merkava? Ushchina imanu, and the Shechina is with us. Malachi Asher is malavin oisanu, and the heavenly angels escort us. Vani erkav ala chamar, and I'm riding on a donkey. It's not Bakovadik. I need to put myself in the best frame of mind. Miyad, immediately, Pasak Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, B'maisa Merkava. Immediately, Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch began to expound on the Maisa Merkava. V'darash, and he began to darshan. V'yarda ish min hashamayim, and a fire came down from heaven. V'sibiva kol ho'ilanis, and it surrounded all the trees. Shavasada. Paschu kulan v'amru shira. They all burst forth, and they sang Shira. Ma Shira Amru. What song did the trees sing? Hallelujah Hashem. Praised is God, Min Haaretz. Taninim, the sea giants, V'chol Tehoimais, and all the depths. Eitz Peri. fruit trees v'chal arazim. Halleluka. Now, the in Yaakov brings a gersa that some say they sang the song, Oz yiranenu kol ya'atzei hayar. Fine. Now, it's interesting. He began expounding on the Maisa Merkava. So the Eish min HaShamayim, I believe, represents the Maisa Merkava. And the trees singing are the Maisa Bereshis. The Marsha says, V'yarda Eish min HaShamayim. Now, it doesn't mean a fire actually emanated from heaven. It's in their seichel, a fire came down from heaven, like a fire of the Merkava that Yechezkel saw, and surrounded the trees. That's a remez on Masa Bereshis. Fine. Paschu kul, fine. Va'amar, and the, okay, Nene Malach Min Ha'esh, a angel answered from the fire. This angel was created from the Torah that Rav Elazar ben Aruch was darshing, Ben Yerida says. Va'amar, and the angel said, Hein hein ma'aser merkava. He got it. The guy got it. He nailed it. Rav Elazar ben Aruch nailed the ma'aser merkava. Omar Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai v'noshkei al roishoy. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai stood up. He kissed him on his head. Va'amar, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Shenosan ben la'Avraham Avinu. Blessed is the Lord, the God of Israel, that he gave a son to Abraham, our forefather. Sheyodea, who knows the Havin, to understand Velachar, and to investigate Velidrush, and to expand B'maisa Merkava. Now, what's the, what Abraham Avinu got to do with this? So the Marsha says, because Abraham Avinu was the first person to investigate Maisa Bereshis, Maisa Merkava, and he even composed this in a Sefer called Sefer HaYitzira, which is attributed to Avram Avinu. So therefore, we're connecting Rav Elazar ben Aruch to Avram, because Avram was the first great philosopher, Mekubal. Okay, so now Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai continues praising his Talmidim. Yesh noa doiresh ve'ein noa mekayim. There are those who give good drashos, but they don't fulfill it. Noa mekayim ve'ein noa doiresh. There are those who fulfill, but they don't give good drashos. Ata noa doiresh v'namakayim, you do both. Ashrecha Avraham Avinu, fortunate is Abraham she'elazar ben Aruch yatsa mechalatzecha. The Elazar ben Aruch came out of your loins. So, this was an instance where, apparently, according to the Marshana's first pshat, Rav Elazar ben Aruch had learned the Maaser Merkava from Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. He then forgot some of his learning and he was able to restore it. And according to the other pshat, he learned it on his own. Fine. Vayter, second line. And when this matter was said before Rabbi Shua, that Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai were discussing the Maaser Merkava, Hayahu, the Rabbi Yosi HaKoyen, he and Rabbi Yosi HaKoyen, I believe these are all Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, I mentioned in Perkei Avos, Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yosi HaKoyen, Mahalchim Maderach, they're also walking on the road. Amru, they said, Af Anu Nidrash V'Maaser Merkava. Now, the Marsha wants to know, why is everyone who learns V'Maaser Merkava taking a Shpatzir? Everyone is walking, why aren't they in the base medrash, you know? It's because you're only allowed to teach one person, and the walls have ears, so you have to do it. If you want to have a private conversation, you have to go for a walk. So Amru Af Anu Nidroish B'Maaser Merkava. Well, we too should darsh B'Maaser Merkava. Pasach Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua opened up the darash and he expounded. V'Oisai Hayom Tkufas Tamas Haya. That was the period of Tamas. It was in the summer months. Haya. Neskashu Shamayim V'Avim. The heavens clustered with clouds. V'Nira Kamin Keshes V'Anan. And they saw like a rainbow in the clouds. The Marsha says, this is not... It doesn't say keshes, a rainbow appeared. It says like a rainbow appeared. Because a rainbow is a simon klala. But the rainbow is the rainbow that Yechezkel saw in the Maisa Merkava. And the heavenly angels gathered and came. Kivnei Adam shemeskabtsin uban lirois bimazmute chasin mekala. Like people that gather and come to see the merrymaking of the groom and the bride. This is like, what a spectacle. Halach Rabbi Yosi HaKohen v'sibra dvar l'tnei Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Rabbi Yosi HaKohen went and related the matter before Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Va'amar, and Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, Ashreichem, fortunate are you, v'ashrei yuladaschem, and fortunate are your bearers. Ashrei einai, fortunate are my eyes, shekach ro'o, that this is what, that they saw this. V'yaf ani v'atem b'chaloimi mesubin hoyinu al har Sinai. And also I and you, in my dream, we were sitting on Har Sinai. V'nasna aleinu baskal, and a heavenly voice came resounding toward us, min hashamayim. And the voice said, Alu lekan, come up to here. Alu lekan, come up to here. Traklin gedoylim, big dining halls, umatzois nois, and beautiful couches, mutzois lachem, are spread out for you. Atem you, v'talmidechem, and your students, v'talmidei talmidechem, your grand students, mezumanim lekat shlishas, are destined to be from the third group. That is a very mysterious statement. What is it? What's the third group? Was is der dritte group? So the Mefarshim say like this. There are three kinds of learners. There are people who learn just to get the simple pshat and the translation, and they're satisfied. Then there are those who learn more deeply, and we know that somebody learns Torah Lashma. From the learning, they get insight, they get advice in life, they get sanctity. But the highest group is those who learn the real secrets of the Torah. So what Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was told, him and his Talmidim are from the third group, those who have the highest level of knowledge. Okay. Amy, is this so? Did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah really expound the Ma'aseh Merkava before Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai? But Tanya, we learned in a brisa, Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda Omer, Shloisha Hartzois Hein. You know what a Hartza'ah is? Anyone here speak Hebrew? Modern Hebrew? No? You speak a little bit, some Hebrew, no? Well, oh.
It's like a
drush. A drush, a lecture, right? Lecture, Hartza'ah. There are three discourses. Rabbi Yeshua Hirtzad Ramathay Rechem and Zakkai. Rabbi Yeshua gave a drasha to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai about Ma'aseh Merkava. Rabbi Kiva Herzl lefnei Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Kiva gave a drasha before Rabbi Yeshua. Chananya ben Chachinar Herzl lefnei Rabbi Kiva. Ve'ilu Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch like a chashev. Here there are only three drashas. Rabbi Yeshua before Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Rabbi Akiva before Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Chananya ben Chachinai before Rabbi Akiva. But Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch is not mentioned here.
I'm sure Rabbi Yosi HaKohen. It's not mentioned. None of them are mentioned.
Good point. Not sure. Good question. Let's see. So the Gemara asks, why doesn't say Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch gave a drasha before Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai? The Artsi v'Artsu Kamei Kachashev. It's only counting those who gave drashas, and others gave drashas before them. So, for instance, Rabbi Yeshua gave a drasha before Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, so he gave a drasha, and someone gave a drasha to him. Rabbi Kiva gave a drasha to him. Chananya ben Rabbi Kiva. Right, Rabbi Yeshua, we're only counting those who gave drashas and others gave drashas to them. So Rabbi Yeshua gave a drasha to Rabbi Zakkai, and he got a drasha from Rabbi Akiva. Chananya ben Rabbi Akiva gave a drasha to Rabbi Yeshua, and he got a drasha from Chananya ben Chachinai. But the artsiv loyasi kama, those who gave drasha, but no one gave a drasha to them. In other words, nobody gave a drasha to Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch loy kachashev. Says Gemara, what are you talking about? Chananya ben Chananai loy artsu kame v'kachashev. Rabbi Chananya ben Chananai gave a drasha, but nobody gave a drasha to him. Says the Gemara, the artsy mir kame man the artsy. What does that mean? Rashi says, "I'm like hirtzu achem l'fanim." Even though no one gave him a drasha, who hirtzu l'fnei me shechazav hazav ne'achem? At least he gave a drasha to someone who gave a drasha.
So, stopped by somebody.
So, Chananya ben Chachinai gave a drasha to someone who gave a drasha. So did Rabbi Akiva. So did now. Rabbi Yeshua gave a drasha before Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, but he also got a drasha. But Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch gave a drasha, but he didn't give a drasha before someone who gave a drasha. In fact, the Gemara, what about Chanai and Chanai? He gave a drasha before someone who gave a drasha. But Rabbi Elazar, no one gave a drasha to him, and he didn't give a drasha before someone who gave a drasha. But I don't understand that. He gave a drasha to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and didn't Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he gave a drasha to Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, unless you say he never did. It just Rabbi Elazar. Right, very good. That fits according to the pshat, that he was just saying, Rabbi, you taught this to me, but he didn't actually teach it to him, right?
What's the point of this whole thing? What do you mean, darshaning? Everyone darshans every day. Like, what's the thing?
What's the special thing of the...
These three darshan?
Sounds like there are three, like, historic Maisa Merkava Shirim. You know? Three registered, accredited Maisa Merkava Shirim. Three official, you know, accredited Maisa Merkava Shirim. Okay, now we come to one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas. One of the most difficult Gemaras, Agadata Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Arba nichnasu b'pardes. Four sages entered the orchard. Now, what is this pardes? The Rabbeinu Chananel says on the second wide line in your Rabbeinu Chananel, Perush kinu pardes me'en gan eden. They nickname pardes something like gan eden. Shehi genuza l'tzadikim. Just like gan eden is put away for the tzadikim. Kach oisai makayim. This place, Pardes, who makam ba'aravais, is a place in the Aravais, is the fourth wide line in the Rabbeinu Chananel. The wide Aravais is the third wide line, is the highest place in heaven. Shehaneshama shel tzadikim tzuris bo. Like we said on Yidvez Amidvez, that this is where the souls of the tzadikim are hidden. Umafurash behechalos, in the Sefer Hechalos, it explains shahayu hachachamim harui in lamida hazu. Those sages that were on the level of exploring this mystical realm, what would they do? Mispalalim, they would pray. Umenakin atzman mikoda vatoma, they would cleanse themselves from any impure items. That summon, they would fast. Umatbilin, umetavlin, umetarin, they would immerse and purify. Vaymishtamshim b'shemais. They would utilize various names of God, but soifin beichalas, they would gaze mystically at the various hallways and realms in the Shemayim and how the Malachim serve in each one. So this is some kind of meditative trance. You look like you're not so familiar with what's going on with this particular journey. So this is some type of meditative process where a person focuses on certain shemais, cleanses his thoughts, and begins to probe the realms of the heavens.
So that's what the Gemara means, Arban?
Yeah, they entered the paradise. Doesn't mean they went to a certain place. It means through the power of meditation, they began to probe the secrets of the universe. The Elohein. And these are them. Ben Azai! Uben Zoyma! Acher! Who's Acher? Elisha ben Avuya, the Rabbi of Rameir. Rabbi Akiva. Now, Rabbi Akiva gave them some warning. You're going to get to a certain palace, and there are going to be clear stones that look like they have waves, and they look like water. And you're going to say, stop, we can't go there, it's water! If you say that, you're dead. Because it's not water, it's stones that are clear, that looks like water. And if you say anything that's false near God, you're dead. So Amar Lahem Rabbi Akiva, Kishaatem Magiyan, Eitzel Avnei Shayish, when you get to the marble stones, Tahar, which are pure, Al Toimru, don't say Mayim Mayim, Mishum Shenemar, Doiver Shkarim, Lo Yikoin, Leneged Einai, those who speak falsehood will not be established before my eyes. In other words, heaven forbid you make an inaccurate assessment. Now, how did these sages get to the paradise? Rashi says, "Alu l'rakia yidei shem." They arose up through the shamayims by saying the name of Hashem. Now, could we do this today? Rav Chaim Vital writes in the Shari Kedusha, Parak Gimel, Isvav, that one of the reasons we can't do this today is because we don't have the Efer the Paraduma, which the Amoraim had. And since it was lost in the times of Abaye and Rava, and since we're Tamei Meis, we don't use Shemais. Okay? So don't do this at home. Now, Tosis argues on Rashi. Tosis de Be'amaschla Nichnasu Paradise. He says they entered a paradise, Kagane de Shem. But Veloy Olu Lamala Mamish. They didn't actually rise up. Elohi Aniru Lahem. It appeared to them. It was a virtual thing. Okay. Ben Azai. So we're going to see what happened to them. Basically, this was one of the most dangerous journeys ever. Only one of the Tanam survived, and he was lucky he escaped B'Shalom. Ben Azai, Hitzitz, he gazed, Umes, and he died.
Even though he's only there mentally.
Yeah. Now the Marsha says, why did he die? He had such a profound encounter with divine. His nefesh was nisdabik with such ava and devekus that he clung to it, and it's begeder kilo yirani ha'adam v'chai. So he saw God, his soul, the Malbim explains elsewhere, his soul got subsumed by the great fire, the ish al havesya. His, you know, what happens when you take a little candle and it comes near a big fire? The big fire draws the little candle. Right, you ever try it? Take a small candle, put it near a big flame, the small candle will jump to the flame. That's what happened to Ben Azai. It wasn't that he sinned, it just he had such a powerful divine experience that his soul didn't want to be here anymore. His soul only wanted to go to the next world. That's what happened to Ben Azai. Va'alav ha'kameis umeis, alav ha'kasavayim, about him the Pasuk says, Yakar ve'inei Hashem, precious in the eyes of God, ha'mavasa those who die, la'chasidav of his devout ones. Ben Zoima. Now Ben Zoima was the world's greatest expert in exegesis and darshaning, right? Amar Blaz Ben Azaria, Hariani Kavim Shem Shem Blaz Shem Zim Zad Shadrasha. Ben Zoima, Hitzitz. He gazed v'nifka. He became mentally unstable. Ba'alav Hakasavaymer, and about him the pasuk says, Dvash Matzasa. If you find honey, Echol Dayecha. Eat what is sufficient. Lest you become satiated, the hikasai, and you vomit it. Well, the mashal is like this. The Anaf Yosef brings the following mashal. You have a king, he makes a big banquet, and he has two types of buffets. One, he has meat, potatoes, and real food, and the other buffet, he has 7-layer cake from Ziegelman's. He has all kinds of, you know, sugary items. So one guy goes and he eats the meat and he eats the potatoes and he has some dessert, he's stable. But the guy who goes straight for the cake, after a little while, the sugar rush just completely envelops him. He can't even think straight. So the secrets of the Torah are such, you have to be so satisfied with what we call basar v'yayin, you have to mole kresai, shasu poiskim, that if you have too much of this, you could become mentally unstable. Okay. Rabbi Akiva. Acher, thank you. Katsa kitzitz binatias. He chopped down the trees. Since the analogy is, it's called an orchard, so he became a heretic. He went off the path of Torah mitzvahs. Rabbi Akiva yatsa b'shalem. Rabbi Akiva emerged unscathed.
How come? What's his secret?
What was Rabbi Akiva's secret, huh?
But it seemed like Rabbi Akiva was also better prepared. He gave him the advice before. He kind of knew what was coming.
One second, this is the thing that
he's been there before.
This is how he snapped. This was it.
Well, we're going to see more. The next blot is going to be about Acher. He saw, he saw somebody do Shiluach HaKein. We're going to see. The next blot will be about Acher. Okay? Now, the Marsha has a Gersa here. Rabbi Kiva Allah B'Shalom V'Yarad B'Shalom. The Marsha says, Ben Zoyma gazed and he became mentally unstable. Because he was not Shalim in the Milos and in the Yishuv Hadas like Ben Azai. And he gazed at this very powerful light. And his mind was Nisbalbel. V'nitra fadaitoi. Okay. And Acher thought, Chas Hashem, there are two Rishuyos. But Rabbi Kiva was Allah B'Shalim V'Yar B'Shalim. So he wanted to know why. Because Rabbi Kiva was Shalim B'Chol Minei Shleimos. And when he got to the end boundary of where the human seichel is limited, in other words, when he reached the ultimate limitation, he didn't push. In other words, Rabbi Kiva knew when to stop. Okay, whatever that means. So the Gemara says, Shalu es ben Zayma. Some learned they asked Ben Zoyma when he was in the Shamayim, because Ben Zoyma was like the leading sage. So the heavens asked him, "Mahu l'srusei kaba? Could you castrate a dog?" Now, I'm not sure why in the heavens they care about that particular shayla, But they asked him, "Could you neuter a dog?" Now, why should you be able to? Because you're not able to neuter any animal that could be brought as a carbon, and not only that. You can't neuter any animal at all. But a dog is so removed from bringing as a carbon that if you change a dog for a cow or a sheep, you can't even bring the cow or the sheep. So since a dog is so far removed, at least a pig is not so far removed from being as a carbon, because you could change a pig for a sheep. But a cat, a dog is so far removed from... is so far removed from a carbon that maybe in Shemayim they want to know, maybe you can neuter a dog. Amar Lehem, so Ben Zoyma said, come on. Uva'artzicham loisasu. In your land you know how to do it. Kol shabartzicham loisasu. You cannot neuter any animal. And then the Shaila is, a basula, a woman who is a virgin, she has her basulam intact, and she became pregnant, can a Kohen Gadol live with her? So now, how can a woman be a besula and become pregnant? So we'll see. We mentioned the possibility. She became pregnant in the bathtub. Like we said, Ben Sira was the son of Yirmia, and the mother was Nesaber Ba'ambati. Have a great night, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.